This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Wednesday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Our march to normalcy continues today. I'm fired up about that. Mike Svetitz returns to the show after his summer leave of absence. He'll be on at 11. Terry McLaurin, live from Ashburn at 11:15. He's good at football. We'll hear his thoughts on the upcoming Commanders season. We will hear from college football, JMU, Tech, UVA. They're all on tap. We'll give you the Flying Squirrels update. We'll give away Richmond Flying Squirrels tickets. And, of course, at 11:45, we will take you out to Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City. Don't call it downtown, folks. It's uptown. Uptown man AWOD is live all week from ACC kickoff. It's a normal show. Lines are yours, 833-804-0910. I gave the commentary a few weeks ago. I said I just don't know how much Olympics we're going to do on this show because I just don't know how many Olympics segments I can sustain. I don't have badminton takes. I don't have rhythmic gymnastics takes. Then Gary Hess came in, sports director here, 910 The Fan, and he pointed out something that I had noticed. They announced the U.S. flag bearers today. One, there are two of them, LeBron James and Coco Gauff. Now, I said, yeah, that's nonsense, isn't it? It should be Katie Ledecky. But he noticed something I didn't notice, and that is there's two flag bearers. That's weird. They did this at the pandemic Olympics, too. I'm inclined to not count the pandemic Olympics. Nobody watched. Those didn't happen. They just kind of sneaky snuck one in on us. We went from one flag bearer to two, and everybody's acting like it's normal. And Coco Gauff and LeBron James, There's a height discrepancy there. We'll see how that plays out at the opening ceremony. We will be the most flagged nation in the parade of nations.
Extremely flagged.
Coming down that river.
That was Gary's question. He said, what's the second flag?
I just don't jump in the river. That's all the mayor jumped in the river. I don't want LeBron jumping in
Nobody
the river.
Nobody else has to.
We can't risk LeBron jumping in the river. That it's too important to our national security, our national happiness. We have so little right now.
And are avenging.
We need LeBron. Otherwise, we may not avenge our fifth consecutive gold medal in Olympic basketball. And that would be tragic. But here we are, leading the show with the Olympics. One, because they started this morning with some soccer and swimming. Morocco scored a goal a minute ago. All the Morocco fans in Paris started lighting flares and smoke bombs in the stadium. That seems maybe not to Olympic standards.
The bag checks were not very thorough.
I'm not sure. Our guy John Reed's out there. I'm beginning to sweat a little.
Stay safe, John.
Stay safe, John. Don't go to Morocco football games. You don't know what these people are going to do. They're having the time of their lives, though. But we do have, unfortunately, our first controversy of the Olympic Games. That's slick. That was two of the best national anthems in the world there. That was the French and the Canadian national anthems. I want to get back to the French anthem in a second. Canada, they're nice people. I trust them, generally. Sent the Canadian women's soccer team, sent not one, but two drones to spy on the New Zealand women's soccer team practice.
No.
The coach has been suspended for the game. Two staff members have been kicked out. They are spying on New Zealand's women's soccer team practice.
Oh, Canada.
Is nothing sacred anymore? Unbelievable. Oh, disappointing, Canada.
We trusted you.
Why can't you just do what the Chinese do and dope all your athletes? Good old-fashioned cheating. Yeah. What are we doing here? Do you think they're not going to notice the drone? Only thing that bothers me more than cheating is bad cheating. That's bad cheating. Canada is officially on the bad list. We're not rooting for Canada. They're out. There's a lot of other countries. We'll find a lot of other good stories. Not going to happen. I do like the Canadian anthem. I think it's better than ours, just musically speaking. I think a lot of things are better than ours, musically speaking, because ours is a British drinking song, not a, like, poetic song. But one seed of anthems, Hazel, has got to be the French national anthem. Do you know about the French national anthem?
Not enough.
All right. I would like to read for you the English translation of the French national anthem. I'm not going to sing it. Against us the bloody flag of tyranny is raised. Do you hear in the countryside the roar of ferocious soldiers coming right into your arms to cut the throats of your sons and comrades?
Oh my!
To arms, citizen! Form your battalions, let's march, that their impure blood should water our fields.
Whoa!
That's the French national anthem. Marlon just came into the studio at a very opportune time to learn a little French history there. You don't think of the French as being aggressive like that.
No, I was going to say, I thought the joke was that they stand down.
This is, not the French national anthem. The French national anthem goes harder than an emo song. that is the most anti-French thing, but also kind of cool.
It's pretty cool.
I'd want to rep that at a medal ceremony for sure. French national anthem, you'll be hearing a lot of that as the Olympics go. We'll have our Westwood One updates from the Olympics. Those start next week, opening ceremony 1:30 on Friday out in Paris. But I did want to get to college football because it's college football. It's talking season. We didn't give a lot of run to JMU yesterday, but I think JMU is a fascinating team. JMU coach Bob Chesney was at Sunbelt Media Day yesterday. The reason I think JMU is a fascinating team is because their quarterback is unknown. He hasn't played a lot of college football, but he backed up Michael Penix at the University of Washington for his whole career. And Penix was really good. First-round draft pick, led them to the national title. So it's a bit of an unknown. Like, he obviously was not going to be good enough to unseat Michael Penix, But is he good enough to take JMU to the promised land of a Sun Belt title? I don't know. Here's JMU coach Bob Chesney checking in with Dave Riggert on ESPN Harrisonburg.
His maturity, like he's just a mature young man. You know, it's just really impressive to watch and to sit behind Michael Penix, not a Heisman Trophy hopeful or candidate, but the winner. You know, there's a lot that rubbed off on Dylan, you know, from Michael. And then there's a whole lot that Dylan's rubbing off on our team right now. And I love just watching, you know, his studiousness. I love watching his professionalism when he goes into it every day. And then the work he puts in after the work that he's supposed to put in.
Right.
And that's what stands out to me, how he keeps guys after. But he doesn't only do that. Zoe does that. Billy does that a lot. You know, JC does. Like, that room is a competitive, fun room to be around, and they're all very capable.
Do you see a hungry guy in Dylan Morris just because he was sitting behind a really good football player the last couple of years?
Yes.
And that's probably exciting for you as a coach, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think anytime you have someone show up that feels entitled and they've arrived, right, I think there's danger in that, right? But when you have a guy that has a chip on his shoulder and just wants to be great and wants to prove to himself, and forget about everybody else, prove to yourself first,
right,
and then the rest of the world will notice.
Okay, we're talking to Bob Chesney, head football coach at James Madison. And how about your defensive line? Talk about that spot a little bit and where you feel it is at. Do you feel like it's in a you've added some guys in the portal there as well to get some depth after spring ball. Do you like where that's at right now?
I do. I really do. Now, how healthy do we stay will be the question
for
when it's all said and done. But I think that we got, again, very capable guys in there. I think that we lost a lot in that group. That group was special as can be. But I don't know if you sat here a year ago if you could say you knew what that D-line was about.
I agree with you about that, yes.
Right? So
100%.
Here we are in a situation where, hey, we don't even know if number 10 can play, right? He hasn't played yet. Like, we've never seen him do anything yet. No clue, right? So, like, how is this going to play? And then the kid becomes, you know, all world. And rightfully so. Jalen, his work ethic, his commitment, his toughness. I've watched film and you watch that guy go and it is so impressive. And then when I learn more about him and have a chance to meet him and hang around him, you understand why.
Mm-hmm.
It's that he did all the work and that was his coming out party and his moment to be revealed to the world. He's not done playing football either, as we all know.
Right.
But I wonder who else is in that group. Who else do we have now that's about to show up in that same way? And there's three or four names I have in mind that nobody knows about at this moment. And I'm really excited to see what that becomes here, you know, very, very quickly.
It's such a mystery box because it's a lot like, that's JMU coach Bob Chesney, JMU football pick to finish second in the Sun Belt East at Sun Belt Media Day. One, he coached at Holy Cross last year. So when Bob Chesney walks into a JMU practice, I would imagine everybody looks really good, or at least a lot better than they looked at Holy Cross football practice. So he's probably thinking, I got myself a team here. Relative to the Sun Belt, a competitive football league, is it good enough? I don't know. Relative to Dylan Morris, a guy who was a backup on a team that made it to the Natty last year, what's he going to be? Nobody knows. So it's talking season. It's optimism season. But it's a real mystery box at JMU, and their early schedule won't do them any favors. They've got North Carolina. Would have loved for them to have North Carolina last year. I think they could have given them a game with that roster. I think it's going to be tough for them to gel quickly enough with the new roster, with the limited practice time. They open at Charlotte. That's another trap game. It's going to be tricky. They've got Coastal in October. I think JMU could be good this year without being great, and I think it would be okay to accept that, to say that would be a good first year for Bob Chesney, and then you start building from there. He talked about, this is true of any college football program, they have rules on when they can be coached. The coaches can't coach the players over the summer. They got to give them time off. But at any time, the players can engage with the strength and fitness coaches. So these have become the most important guys on the staff. They're the eyes and the ears all summer. Here's Bob Chesney on JMU making its strength program.
It's amazing to me what information you guys have now at your hands.
Yeah.
How has that changed your workouts and how have they gone?
Well, they've gone great. I think Coach Novak has done, obviously, you know, the strength coach is going to spend more time with them, especially
right,
over the summer, than anybody else. And he and his staff have just done an excellent job. All of it's a progression, right? All of it's a progression to get you to day one of football camp, right? And then, that you know that you are ready when you show up on day one of football camp for the volume that you're about to engage in over the next, you know, month or so. But it's got to, if you didn't do a lot, then you jump in that practice one, that's where you end up at the beginning of camp seeing a lot of soft tissue injuries. And I think we'll still have that. That will still happen. But at the same point in time, you know, we were methodical about it. He was scientific about it. The way we built this whole entire offseason in the summer leads us to that moment when we show up on Tuesday check-in, Wednesday first practice, where we'll be ready to roll. But it's been impressive to watch.
I was going
to
say, do you feel good about where they are physically as far as you guys get set for practice next week?
100%. Yes, very, very much. So they are in unbelievable shape. I'm sure you'll talk to Taji and Jake later. Went for a jog this morning, and obviously it's hot down here, sweating a little bit. But 3 miles later, neither of them, they're like, I can run all day right now. And that's kind of cool to hear.
JMU coach Bob Chesney, they have established themselves in the state pecking order, and they'll try to hold off a feisty ODU bunch this year. I think ODU's coming for that third best in the state slash maybe second best in the state title, depending on what UVA does. You've also got Liberty. It is hard to know how good Liberty is because they have more money than they know what to do with, and yet nobody will play them. So they are just going to go 13-0 again and be completely ignored. Are they the second best team in the state? Third best team in the state? That's for us to talk about. It's talking season. Marlon joins us for an NFL Team of the Day in a moment. We'll give you an update on what the Washington Commanders are up to. They're on the field in Ashburn. First practice of training camp. We'll hear from Tony Elliott, Brent Pry, and more. Take you down to Charlotte at 11:45. Join AWOD live from ACC football kickoff. Jam-packed Wednesday program. Stick around. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Our guy AWOD's down in Charlotte, ACC Football Media Day. If you missed any of his coverage from down there, grab the podcast, The Best of AWOD Radio, wherever you get your podcast. But also, it's available on the Odyssey app. Marlon, if I say Odyssey app, are there any features that come to your mind right away?
I don't know. I think there's like a little button for something. It's like a rewind button.
We got there. Ding, yeah. Count it, put it on the board. It's the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. We're going to tell people about it until every last Richmonder downloads the free Odyssey app with the rewind button.
It's free.
It's free. It's completely free. We just give it to you. It's got straight into your ears. Our show every day, 5 days a week. We have a fun time. We enjoy the program. I'm going to make this two Olympic segments today. This is a mini Olympic segment before we get to Brent Pry, because the 2034 Winter Olympics were awarded this morning to Salt Lake City, Utah. And that's fine. They've hosted them before. They have mountains. I think the mountains will still have snow in 2034.
Crossing my fingers.
That seems to be the main criteria for hosting a Winter Olympics. Like, there's a finite number of places that can host a Winter Olympics. Yep. You need a mountain. You need snow. Salt Lake checks those boxes. Great. Good for them. The International Olympic Committee awarded the Olympics to Salt Lake City in 2034, contingent on the fact that the United States is to stop criticizing the Olympic anti-doping arm, WADA, W-A-D-A. You saw the story a couple weeks ago where the 21 Chinese swimmers were doping, and they were just like, what can we do? Uh-huh. So apparently there's like a congressional investigation into this. Because, you know, winning at the Olympics, that's important for national pride. So Salt Lake City Olympics, contingent on the United States government stopping its critique or poking around into the Olympic anti-doping efforts.
Well, that doesn't seem suspicious.
System works.
Yeah,
fine. The system works. Everything good. We get the Olympics in 2034, and in exchange, they can do whatever they want. So seems totally fair and normal and on the up and up. Somewhere the FIFA head is like, we could have done better. We're more corrupt. We could have got more money out of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster, actually, is like,
They also awarded the 2030 Winter Games to the French Alps, which were supposed to be in Vancouver, but then the people of Vancouver were like, heck no. And then we're supposed to be in Japan, but that was corrupt, and they were like, heck no. And then we're supposed to be in Copenhagen, but those people were like, nah, we don't want it. So French Alps it is. So, seems to be a real gem of a prize these days, hosting the Winter Olympics. We'll do a short baseball update later. Paul Skeens. I love Paul Skeens. 8 1/3 innings pitched yesterday, 2 earned runs, took his first major league loss. Most of our teams lost yesterday. Nats lost, O's lost, Yankees lost. A lot of losses across the board. But our main focus today is college football. Brent Pry was at the podium yesterday at ACC Football Media Day and spoke about the importance of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals. With a fraction of the work, just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of bringing back pretty much the whole roster.
Yeah, I think first of all, it speaks volumes to the culture in our locker room, in our building. We've got great people that want to be at Tech for the right reasons, players and coaches. We've got players that decided to return and spurn the NFL, spurn other opportunities maybe to make more money. We've got coaches that turn down opportunities to stay at Virginia Tech. There's a belief in our team. There's a belief in our process. The culture's strong, and to me, that's where it starts.
Coach, from the podium, all that said, how do you define accomplished greatness?
I think, first of all, for me, it's about doing things the right way, you know, at a high level. And we're doing that. We've got great kids that are committed in the right places, that understand accountability, that aren't afraid of hard conversations, that love and understand what great competition does for you. They pay attention to details, and they work and are receptive to coaching mentality each and every day.
It's such a big season. I'm so fired up for Tech football. We'll have it for you all season long, of course, and it's big because this is everything they've worked towards, right? You try to get the schedule aligned, the roster aligned, the coaching aligned. It's aligned. It's challenging, but not overly difficult. It is testing, and there's some revenge games, but it's not, oh my gosh, we're playing, you know, Georgia and we can't win. Starting with Vandy, you know I'm scared to death of that game. Vandy was picked to finish last in the SEC. Nobody is giving Vandy a chance. That scares me. I would rather people give Vandy a chance. Anytime nobody gives a team a chance, I'm officially on record as being scared. Going to Norfolk, play ODU, I'm scared. Marshall, Rutgers, they've lost to those teams. I'm scared. But this is what they've built towards. This is the roster that can do it. Big year for Tech. Brent Pry, like Tony Elliott at UVA, one of the big themes yesterday was, how do you build a program kids want to be a part of? Which is important right now in 2024 because they can go wherever they want every single year. And Tech will be a player financially, but you're never going to play at the Alabama level, at the LSU level. So you're going to need people to like being there. And here's Brent Pry, ACC football kickoff yesterday, on satisfaction levels of the Tech roster.
Yeah, I think that's valuable for anybody. You want that. I think it goes into bringing the right people into your program, guys that want to be at Tech for the right reasons. I think it goes back to being a strong brotherhood. These guys love playing together. They believe in each other. They believe in team first. They enjoy Virginia Tech. I tell it all the time. I meet with each and every player at the end of the spring, and the last question I ask them is, do you like it here? And to a man, all but four or five, the response was, Coach, I don't just like it here. I love it here. You know, and thankful for our collectives, for the Hokie Way and for Triumph. You know, we don't go outbid anybody for anybody, but we're going to be competitive and aggressive in that space. Our guys deserve that.
Coach, right side, first row.
Lever KT, CFP Nation. How's it going, Coach? Nice seeing you again. Lane Stadium has the best game day atmosphere.
Thank you.
In
yeah,
the
you're right.
Country. Yeah. Enter Sandman comes on. It's an outer body experience. It's difficult to explain. What is it like coaching here on Saturdays?
Oh man, I love running out of that tunnel. Even when I watch the highlight video of it, I get, you know, chills. It's special. I think for all of us, you know, you love the competition. You love playing in front of big crowds. You love the excitement of the entrance and the. And so we're very fortunate that way. You know, I think our fans are some of the best in the country, and they pack the place, and they're jumping to that tune. And I mean, we come out of the locker room, and Johnny Cash's God Will Cut You Down is just kind of slow playing as you take that walk. By the time you hit that tunnel, man, it's the best. So I just try and make sure I don't stumble coming out. That's all.
Brent Pry, good at talking season. Brent Pry won talking season yesterday. That's a good good bit by him. And they don't like it. They love it, playing at Virginia Tech. That's what you need. You need that chemistry. You need that camaraderie, right? We saw that in the basketball tournament for so many years, in the one-and-done era where Kansas and Kentucky and Duke fielded the most talented players in the nation every year. The veteran teams that had stuck together for 4 and 5 years were able to beat them. The cohesion and the continuity paid off. That's the gamble in Blacksburg. Will it work? I don't know, but I'm excited to find out with you. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. All right, let's give away some Flying Squirrels tickets. I haven't done that in a whole day. Here's the deal. We've got 4 tickets. This is Friday, August 9th, against the Hartford Yard Goats. Don't like them. Can't stand them. Hope the Squirrels win. Friday, August 9th, out at the Diamond. Hartford Yard Goats against the Richmond Flying Squirrels. 4 pack of tickets. We'll give them to the first caller right now, 833-804-0910. I'll give you the number one more time, 833-804-0910. If you're our first caller, you'll win tickets to the Richmond Flying Squirrels on Friday, August 9th. Squirrels baseball at 12:05 today. Rain pending. We'll keep an eye on the skies. We'll keep an eye on the sports world for you. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
On the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
That's a good stuff. Keeping it rolling on a Wednesday morning. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll take you to 11:35, and then our guys Trey and Blaine take over from the Diamond in Richmond, Virginia. We got Flying Squirrels baseball for you. First pitch, 12:05. Today, out at the ballpark after a big day yesterday for the Flying Squirrels. We'll get to the Flying Squirrels recap here in a second. MLB recap's a quick one. Nats lost 4-0. The Orioles lost. The Yankees lost. Paul Skenes threw 8 innings, allowed only 2 earned runs, and he lost. That is your regular baseball update. But at times like this, we have the Flying Squirrels, and sometimes that's all we need. Let's do a Richmond Flying Squirrels update.
Pitch. This one is hammered deep over to straightaway center field. Ramirez at the wall. He's out of room. That is gone. Luis Toribio with an absolute moonshot. 1-0 pitch is on the ground sharply to first. Meckler's coming home. He scores. It's a 3-1 ball game with the Flying Squirrels in front. And the first pitch is driven high and deep to right field. How far will this one go? It's a 2-home run game for Toribio. Hello, goodbye on the first pitch of the fifth inning. Hard hit to third base. Off the glove of Jordan behind him. Scoring from third base is Howell. Ripped over to right field, down the line, and headed to the corner. Hill comes home to score. Oh, my, Luis Toribio.
That's 2 home runs for Luis Toribio if you're keeping score. Flying Squirrels 8, the Rumble Ponies 4 last night at the Diamonds. Squirrels down 9-13 in the second half of the season. Always good to put a win on the books for the Flying Squirrels. They're back in action, as we mentioned, today. And Thursday and Friday, we've got more Flying Squirrel ticket giveaways. So look forward to that. We've been giving those away all week. Another 4-packet tickets coming your way during tomorrow's program, which will be followed by AWOD Radio, live from Charlotte at ACC Kickoff. Look forward to bringing him back into the fold. I know he'll get some great interviews for us today as well. I want to go around the NFL real quick. This is number 8, Hazel. Brandon Ayuk is unhappy in San Francisco and made a little bit of news when he said he wanted to go be traded to Washington so he could play with his college buddy, Jaden Daniels. This story never had any legs because the professor here, I'm going to put on my elbow patches and tell you a little something. When you sign a contract, you have to do what it says. And he said he'll play for the 49ers this year. And they said, you're going to play for the 49ers this year. And so training camp opens in San Francisco today. John Lynch is the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. And to nobody's surprise, he said, hey, we're going to enforce the contract.
We started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame. But Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
And there's no reason to trade for future draft picks when you're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. That's not what competing teams do. They trade for talent. The teams that are bad, a la the Commanders, trade for the draft picks so they can reload for the future. This trade never made any sense at face value. Still makes no sense. And Brandon Ayuk can make as many TikToks as he wants. He's going to be with the 49ers this year, because if he doesn't, he's going to leave all his money on the table and have to play for the 49ers next year. It's talking season. He's doing a lot of talking, but at some point his agent will get in his ear and explain to him, you can't win a holdout in the NFL anymore. It just doesn't happen. Another potential holdout was averted at the last second yesterday when Matt Stafford agreed to a new contract with the LA Rams on the eve of training camp. Here is Sean McVay on what made that happen.
Ultimately, it was all geared towards finding a solution that really suits our team, but also accommodates some of the things that represent Matthew's worth for us, and we feel like we were able to do that. And so that was always the goal in mind, and that's where we're at, and we're excited about that. Grateful that we came to the solution that I think we all wanted, and now we can focus on this team and him being able to lead the way, and a lot of exciting things to potentially be in store.
He gets the raise, was in the $30 million ballpark, which is what quarterbacks used to be paid back in the good old days. But, you know, inflation, it costs more to go to McDonald's now. Quarterbacks are making $50 million now. And so this raises him to $49.5 million, gets the job done there. He has one more year on his contract as well, adds the 2025 season. I like it for the Rams. You never want to invest too much in an old quarterback. But I think the way they beat expectations last year, with Stafford hurt for most of the year, the way McVay is unquestionably one of the three best coaches in all NFL football, I think if you've got a guy who's still giving you peak production, you find a way to keep him in the fold and keep him happy. And I've got the Rams as a sleeper Super Bowl pick this year. That's a team that's done it, that's made it to the big stage. That's a quarterback who knows how to play in big games. That's a coach who knows how to coach in big games. I like all the ingredients there. 36-year-old quarterback in Matt Stafford. Not a given. The wheels come off quickly when they come off. We talk about that with Aaron Rodgers. But I like taking that gamble. I think it'll be a big year for Matthew Stafford. The big surprise yesterday came out of New England. You might remember they had the number 3 draft pick. They took Drake May, but he will not be the opening day starter as of right now, according to Coach Gerard Mayo.
Coming out of the spring, I don't think there's any doubt Jacoby is the starting quarterback at this point in time. We can look at these other quarterbacks on the roster. At the same time, like, it's about competition. And so when we get out on the field this summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have and play a lot of football.
I don't think that's a motivational tactic. I think Jacoby Brissett's going to start week one in New England, and I like it a lot. Especially for Gerard Mayo, who inherited a basically untenable situation there with Bill Belichick's roster. Gives him a year, gives Brissett a year, and gives, most importantly, Drake May a year to acclimate to the league. I like it all around there. Now, one quarterback who is not happy with the state of his contract right now is Jordan Love. So let's finish our around the NFL here. We'll skip that clip because I think we're running up to the break here. We got to get Mike Svetitz on. Jordan Love contract negotiations ongoing, according to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. But still plenty of time, couple weeks to go. I think they get a deal done there because they did last year. And the history there says they're going to find a way to make him happy and well-paid. We're back with Mike Svetitz, Front Page Bets on the other side. You are listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Tempe on the mic. The March to Normalcy returns. We got talking season going on. ACC football kickoff happening down in Charlotte. Our guy AWOD Radio's down there. He'll be live all week during AWOD Radio. We got Flying Squirrels baseball today is now 1 hour and 5 minutes away. And of course, all the latest from UVA and Virginia Tech. Olympics underway on the TV here as well. They added 15 minutes of extra time to this soccer match. They are committed to playing soccer today. I don't know how they do that. I don't know why they do that. Someday we'll figure it out. But it's a Wednesday. The summer's over, so it's time to bring our guy Mike Svetitz back in for frontpagebets.com. Look at the weekly gambling lines. Let's fire this thing up.
Mike Svetitz of Front Page Bets breaks down this week's lines and action in college and pro football.
Mike, long time no see. How's it going?
Yeah, what's going on, Michael? I heard you say summer's over. Don't say that.
You know, school starts earlier every year, I'm convinced.
Our kids start
school like mid-August now. I feel like we got the whole summer, at least when we were kids.
I mean, it just seems like it was, you know, just yesterday we got done talking about football season, and then, you know, now we're talking about it again. And you know, media days is the unofficial kickoff. My kids know that growing up with me, you know, when we start seeing football on TV all the time, they're like, oh, wait, yeah, summer really is over.
Summer's over. Time to get down to business. Yep. Here, you covered the SEC for a while. I am fascinated by this, Mike. SEC preseason poll just to me lays out how many good teams got smashed into one league this year. You got Georgia, Texas, Bama, 1, 2, 3, right? But here's your next five: Ole Miss, LSU, Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma. Right? Any of those five teams could win the Natty this year. I think just face value. So your eighth place projected finish team is absolutely in the national title conversation at the start of the year. These schools have been so trained over the years. You know this. You've dealt with these fan bases. When they lose, the sky falls. In a way, it just doesn't in other sports. How is everybody going to adapt to a world where I think you could lose two or three conference games and very much lift the trophy at the end of the year?
Well, yeah, now with the 12-team playoff,
yeah.
And, you know, now it you know, the rules kind of change, and that's why, you know, people wanted that. So, you know, not every game mattered as much, you know, back in the BCS era, especially before there was even a playoff. If you lost one game, your season was over.
It's over.
You know what I mean? And so now, and when you only have 12 regular season games and you put so much pressure on each week, you've got a little cushion now. And I don't know, you know, some of the purists will say, you know, I know some guys that will say, oh, you know, you need to, you know, every weekend matters. And then some people are like, hey, you know, you have a bad week, you get an injury, something happens, you know, you want to be able to come back from that, and you don't want to be able to just say, you know, our season is shot, you know, for the fan bases as well, because, you know, there's a lot that goes into each weekend in college football. And if your team is out of it, you know, that not only hurts, you know, the ratings, the TV spots, what games get pushed, but also it kind of hurts the gate a little bit. But now every team's in it, and especially in the SEC, when you look down that list, and Texas is going to be really good this year in their first year going into the SEC, you know, they could come in and just, you know, kind of run it. You know, I don't know if Georgia's going to be as good as everybody says they are. I think, you know, they're riding a lot. They need to figure out that quarterback situation. But I feel like Ole Miss could surprise some people this year. But it's just going to be one of those seasons when you look at it, and it's just so hard to see, you know, the rankings. They're six. It's 16 deep now, and like the Big Ten is 18 deep. Like how do we get here? It like kind of hurts my brain a little bit. But you could conceivably have, you know, a two loss team not only playing in the playoffs, but can potentially winning. You might even could see a three loss team depending on who it is.
You're going to have a scenario when it comes to playoff selection time. The ACC's second best team, you know, it's going to be 11-1 Clemson or whatever versus
right.
The 8-4 Tennessee that lost to Georgia, Texas, Alabama, and Ole Miss, right? Like, that's going to be a decision.
Yeah. And those teams, and we saw it last year, right? We saw, like, you know, Georgia getting left out, and you see teams, you know, like, Florida State would get boat raced. You know, we knew that they were going to get boat raced if they made it to the playoff last year, and the committee knew that, and they got it right. But like, yeah, you could see a potential 11-1 team from a power conference get maybe left out or get matched up with a 2-3 loss team from the SEC.
Yep.
And it not even be fair, and it just be and it be a walk.
I've been told it just means more, Mike, and
it does.
I think it's going to mean more when they get to playoff time, no doubt. Mike Svetitz joins us on Wednesdays. FrontPageBets.com is the site. Big Ten Media Day this week, too. I know you do a lot of work with our friends in Omaha. I am curious. Nebraska was picked to finish eighth in the Big Ten. Matt Rhule in year two there. That one stood out. That's a little bit like when the ACC picks Miami every year to finish second, and it's like, at some point, they're just not back. Like, it's good for the sport. Miami being good would be good for the sport. Nebraska being good would be good for the sport. But at some point, you got to concede that the golden years are over.
Yeah, you look at the votes, right? Somebody has to finish this, right? Like, but if you look at the odds, Nebraska's plus 5,000 or 500-1 odds to win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Right? And that's going against, you know, Ohio State, which is basically even money at plus 150. Oregon's, you know, 2-1 at, you know, 210. And then you got Penn State, Michigan, you know, defending national championship Michigan, oh, by the way, right? And so you're looking, and then, Nebraska could finish fifth. Yeah, but there's a big discrepancy between 1, 2, 3, and 5. You know what I mean? And if you just look at those odds, I think it's, you know, especially when you bring in USC and you talk about the travel, Oregon's going to be, you know, I mean, they could actually win it. Again, in their first year, there could be a team like Texas and Oregon in their first year in these new conferences go ahead and win the conference championship. So you can look at the voting, and you always have, and it's kind of a little skewed, just like in the SEC, Vanderbilt got two first place votes, right? Like, so come on, let's really look at this. You got some homers voting, you got some coaches that don't pay attention, they have their media relations guys do it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So those preseason polls coming out of conference media days only means so much. Let's look at the rankings. Let's look at the odds. Let's really kind of look at the schedules before we start, you know, saying that Nebraska is going to finish fifth in the Big Ten.
I'm just here for Lane Kiffin's press conference. That's all I need. Steve Spurrier back in the day. There's always somebody who gives you the content you need.
Oh yeah, Spurdog was the greatest. I mean, he gave us so many good sound bites. You know, from the time he he walks in and they ask him, "Coach, how's your summer? How was your summer?" He's like, "Well, I got me a new knee," and that was his opening statement. And you know, and then from the time that he didn't vote for Tim Tebow unanimously to be the All-Conference quarterback of the year because his media relations guy just left him off. He voted, I think, Steven Garcia or something. I mean, always good times. Always good times.
Never a dull moment. Media Days wrap up this week with the ACC. They're down in Charlotte. Of course, Richmond Times-Dispatch has Mike Barber and David Teal down there. Mike Svetitz runs frontpagebets.com. Now, they changed the rules a couple years ago. Mike, you're the expert here. Fill me in. It's now legal to bet on the Olympics, right? You guys will have Olympic action here in Virginia?
We do. In some states and in some books, it's legal. Some books stay away from it, so you just got to check with your state. You got to check with the book. So, and some won't let you promote it. So it's, you know, you can kind of go through your, if you need to look at some sports books, go to frontpagebets.com. We've got all the information there you can look at. But yeah, you know, and again, just kind of like college, there's some states where you can bet on college, but you can't bet on the team that's in that state. No props. So it's mostly the medal counts. You know, are some bets that you can make, individual sports that don't have judging, like, you know, you can't bet on gymnastics because it's a human judge, but, you know, soccer, basketball, and even handball, Michael. We've just posted a story on
Let's
U.S.
go.
Olympic or on men's Olympic handball. France apparently is the juggernaut in when it comes to Olympic handball, so just so you know.
All right, one more Olympic question for you. USA men's basketball, -500 to take gold. Good bet or sucker bet?
Yeah. I think it's a good bet. I mean, these guys, I mean, look at what they played South Sudan. Just look at this team. If this team of the best players in the world cannot win against the other best players in the world, like them, you know, I think it's just, I don't know if it's going to be the biggest upset in the world. If they don't win it, it could be close, though. I mean, you've got, you know, this isn't the dream team from 92, right? This isn't the Barcelona team that was just completely dominant. But this team, you know, if LeBron James, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, you know, Joel Embiid, if these guys can't win a gold medal, then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
I'm just going to open up the phone lines, let this show program itself the next day. I'm quite sure about that. Mike Svetitz, frontpagebets.com is the site. Great to have you back on. It's football season, buddy. We're finally doing it.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. It's going to be great. We're gearing up here at Front Page Bets to bring all the content for NFL, college. I know we talked about a lot of college today, but, you know, obviously the NFL kicking off with camp, them reporting to camp too. So I know you and I will get into that as the weeks progress. But frontpagebets.com is going to have it all. And again, with this being, I think, what, the third or fourth year going in at legal sports betting in Virginia, you know, there's still a lot of fanatics. There's still a lot of sports books that are coming into the state. So check those out too. We have all the information at Front Page Bets. And, you know, if you don't already have a sports book that you use, you know, there's still plenty of time to get one with some really good deals. As well.
It's time. It's here. Football season's here. Mike Svetitz will be here. Tons of fun. Go to frontpagebets.com. Mike, we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Talk soon, buddy.
Off he goes. We are back with more right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have and play a lot of football.
I don't think that's a motivational tactic. I think Jacoby Brissett's going to start week one in New England, and I like it a lot, especially for Jerod Mayo, who inherited a basically untenable situation there with Bill Belichick's roster. Gives him a year, gives Brissett a year, and gives, most importantly, Drake May a year to acclimate to the league. I like it all around there. Now, one quarterback who is not happy with the state of his contract right now is Jordan Love. So let's finish our around the NFL here. We'll skip that clip because I think we're running up to the break here. We got to get Mike Svetitz on. Jordan Love contract negotiations ongoing, according to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. But still plenty of time, couple weeks to go. I think they get a deal done there because they did last year. And the history there says they're going to find a way to make him happy and well-paid. We're back with Mike Svetitz, Front Page Bets on the other side. You are listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Empy on the mic. The March to Normalcy returns. We got talking season going on. ACC football kickoff happening down in Charlotte. Our guy AWOD Radio's down there. He'll be live all week during AWOD Radio. We got Flying Squirrels baseball today is now 1 hour and 5 minutes away. And of course, all the latest from UVA and Virginia Tech. Olympics underway on the TV here as well. They added 15 minutes of extra time to this soccer match. They are committed to playing soccer today. I don't know how they do that. I don't know why they do that. Someday we'll figure it out. But it's a Wednesday. The summer's over, so it's time to bring our guy Mike Svetitz back in for frontpagebets.com. Look at the weekly gambling lines. Let's fire this thing up.
Mike Svetitz of Front Page Bets breaks down this week's lines and action in college and pro football.
Mike, long time no see. How's it going?
Yeah, what's going on, Michael? I heard you say summer's over. Don't say that.
You know, school starts earlier every year, I'm convinced.
Our kids start
school like mid-August now. I feel like we got the whole summer, at least when we were kids.
I mean, it just seems like it was, you know, just yesterday we got done talking about football season, and then, you know, now we're talking about it again. And you know, media days is the unofficial kickoff, and my kids, they know that growing up with me, you know, when we start seeing football on TV all the time, they're like, oh, wait, yeah, summer really is over.
Summer's over. Time to get down to business.
Yep.
Here, you covered the SEC for a while. I am fascinated by this, Mike. SEC preseason poll just to me lays out how many good teams got smashed into one league this year. You got Georgia, Texas, Bama, 1, 2, 3, right? But here's your next five. Ole Miss, LSU, Missouri, Tennessee, Oklahoma, right? Any of those five teams could win the Natty this year. I think just face value. So your eighth place projected finish team is absolutely in the national title conversation at the start of the year. These schools have been so trained over the years. You know this. You've dealt with these fan bases. When they lose, the sky falls. In a way, it just doesn't in other sports. How is everybody going to adapt to a world where I think you could lose two or three conference games and very much lift the trophy at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, now with the 12-team playoff,
yeah.
And, you know, now it the rules kind of change, and that's why, you know, people wanted that. So, you know, not every game mattered as much, you know, back in the BCS era, especially before there was even a playoff. If you lost one game, your season was over.
It's over.
You know what I mean? And so now, and when you only have 12 regular season games and you put so much pressure on each week, you've got a little cushion now. And I don't know, you know, some of the purists will say, you know, I know some guys that will say, oh, you know, you need to, you know, every weekend matters. And then some people are like, hey, you know, you have a bad week, you get an injury, something happens. You know, you want to be able to come back from that, and you don't want to be able to just say, you know, our season is shot, you know, for the fan bases as well, because, you know, there's a lot that goes into each weekend in college football. And if your team is out of it, you know, that not only hurts, you know, the ratings, the TV slots, what games get pushed, but also it kind of hurts the gate a little bit. But now every team's in it. And especially in the SEC, when you look down that list, and Texas is going to be really good this year in their first year going into the SEC, you know, they could come in and just, you know, kind of run it. You know, I don't know if Georgia's going to be as good as everybody says they are. I think, you know, they're riding a lot. They need to figure out that quarterback situation. But I feel like Ole Miss could surprise some people this year. But it's just going to be one of those seasons when you look at it, and it's just so hard to see, you know, the rankings. They're six; it's 16 deep now, and like the Big Ten is 18 deep. Like how do we get here? It like kind of hurts my brain a little bit. But you could conceivably have, you know, a two loss team not only playing in the playoffs, but can potentially winning. You might even could see a three loss team depending on who it is.
You're going to have a scenario when it comes to playoff selection time. The ACC's second best team, you know, it's going to be 11-1 Clemson or whatever versus
right.
8-4 Tennessee that lost to Georgia, Texas, Alabama, and Ole Miss, right? Like, yep. That's going to be a decision.
Yeah. And those teams, and we saw it last year, right? We saw, like, you know, Georgia getting left out, and you see teams, you know, like, Florida State would get boat raced. You know, we knew that they were going to get boat raced if they made it to the playoff last year, and the committee knew that, and they got it right. But like, yeah, you could see a potential 11-1 team from a power conference get maybe left out or get matched up with a 2-3 loss team from the SEC.
Yep.
And it not even be fair, and it just be and it be a walk.
I've been told it just means more, Mike, and
it does.
I think it's going to mean more when they get to playoff time, no doubt. Mike Svetitz joins us on Wednesdays. FrontPageBets.com is the site. Big Ten Media Day this week, too. I know you do a lot of work with our friends in Omaha. I am curious. Nebraska was picked to finish eighth in the Big Ten. Matt Rhule in year two there. That one stood out. That's a little bit like when the ACC picks Miami every year to finish second, and it's like, at some point, they're just not back. Like, it's good for the sport. Miami being good would be good for the sport. Nebraska being good would be good for the sport. But at some point, you got to concede that the golden years are over.
Yeah, you look at the votes, right? Somebody has to finish this, right? Like, but if you look at the odds, Nebraska is plus 5,000 or 500-1 odds to win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Right? And that's going against, you know, Ohio State, which is basically even money at plus 150, Oregon's, you know, 2-1 at, you know, 210. And then you got Penn State, Michigan, you know, defending national championship Michigan, oh, by the way, right? And so you're looking, and then Nebraska could finish fifth. Yeah, but there's a big discrepancy between 1, 2, 3, and 5. You know what I mean? And if you just look at those odds, I think it's, you know, especially when you bring in USC and you talk about the travel, Oregon's going to be, you know, I mean, they could actually win it. Again, in their first year, there could be a team like Texas and Oregon in their first year in these new conferences go ahead and win the conference championship. So you can look at the voting, and you always have, and it's kind of a little skewed, just like in the SEC, Vanderbilt got two first place votes, right? Like, so come on, let's really look at this. You got some homers voting, you got some coaches that don't pay attention, they have their media relations guys do it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So those preseason polls coming out of conference media days, only means so much. Let's look at the rankings. Let's look at the, you know, the odds. Let's really kind of look at the schedules before we start, you know, saying that Nebraska is going to finish fifth in the Big Ten.
I'm just here for Lane Kiffin's press conference. That's all I need. Steve Spurrier back in the day. There's always somebody who gives you the content you need.
Oh yeah, Spurdog was the greatest. I mean, he gave us so many good sound bites. You know, from the time he walks in and they ask him, Coach, how's your summer? How was your summer? He's like, well, I got me a new knee. And that was his opening statement. And, you know, and then from the time that he didn't vote for Tim Tebow unanimously to be the all-conference quarterback of the year because his media relations guy just left him off. He voted, I think, Steven Garcia or something. I mean, always good times. Always good times there.
Never a dull moment. Media days wrap up this week with the ACC. They're down in Charlotte. Of course, Richmond Times-Dispatch has Mike Barber and David Teal down there. Mike Svetitz runs frontpagebets.com. Now, they changed the rules a couple years ago. Mike, you're the expert here. Fill me in. It's now legal to bet on the Olympics, right? You guys will have Olympic action here in Virginia?
We do. In some states and in some books, it's legal. Some books stay away from it, so you just got to check with your state. You got to check with the book, so and some won't let you promote it. So it's, you know, you can kind of go through your if you need to look at some sports books, go to frontpagebets.com. We've got all the information there you can look at. But yeah, you know, and again, just kind of like college, there's some states where you can bet on college, but you can't bet on the team that's in that state. No prop. So it's mostly the medal counts. You know, are some bets that you can make, individual sports that don't have judging, like, you know, you can't bet on gymnastics because it's a human judge, but, you know, soccer, basketball, and even handball, Michael. We've just posted a story on
Let's
U.S.
go.
Olympic or on men's Olympic handball. France apparently is the juggernaut in when it comes to Olympic handball, so just so you know.
All right, one more Olympic question for you. USA men's basketball, -500 to take gold. Good bet or sucker bet?
Yeah. I think it's a good bet. I mean, these guys, look at what they played South Sudan. Just look at this team. If this team of the best players in the world cannot win against the other best players in the world, like them, you know, I think it's just, I don't know if it's going to be the biggest upset in the world. If they don't win it, it could be close, though. I mean, you've got, you know, this isn't the dream team from 92, right? This isn't the Barcelona team that was just completely dominant. But this team, you know, if LeBron James, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, you know, Joel Embiid, if these guys can't win a gold medal, then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
I'm just going to open up the phone lines, let this show program itself the next day. I'm quite sure about that. Mike Svetitz, frontpagebets.com is the site. Great to have you back on. It's football season, buddy. We're finally doing it.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. It's going to be great. We're gearing up here at Front Page Bets to bring all the content for NFL, college. I know we talked about a lot of college today, but, you know, obviously the NFL kicking off with camp, them reporting to camp too, so I know you and I will get into that as the weeks progress. But frontpagebets.com is going to have it all. And again, with this being, I think, what, the third, fourth year going in at legal sports betting in Virginia, you know, there's still a lot of fanatics. There's still a lot of sports books that are coming into the state, so check those out too. We have all the information at Front Page Bets. And, you know, if you don't already have a sports book that you use, you know, there's still plenty of time to get one with some really good deals. As well.
It's time. It's here. Football season's here. Mike Svetitz will be here. Tons of fun. Go to frontpagebets.com. Mike, we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Talk soon, buddy.
Off he goes. We are back with more right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.